And we're back to Holdridge as we get sent for the boys' game here tonight between Hastings High and Holdridge. As we spent a couple of minutes with Tiger head coach Scott Rosno. And, Coach, a couple of losses so far this season to Seward and to North Platte. Talk about your start so far.
Well, you know, we always try and talk about what we're doing or the importance of the game for us. But kind of address our first two ball games. We saw two pretty athletic teams. The Seward bunch that we saw a week ago Thursday, the Brower kid was a nice-looking athlete. But you know what? He had some kids that stepped up. They had a real, and this is a compliment, but they had a real linebacking crew-looking team. And their kids did not give up a whole lot of looks inside. They packed it pretty tight, and yet they were pretty competitive. We were kind of in a situation where we didn't get our shots to fall, and they just kind of held us at bay. Second half, we played them even. But you got to be able to play two halves. Kind of a reverse order with the North Platte. We came out, and a team that went 5'10", 3'6", 4 guys, and a 6'6", made for a challenge of a lineup. But the kids stuck with what our game plan was defensively, found ourselves ahead at halftime. And again, as I already said, you got to play two halves, and things kind of slipped away from us. We weren't able to score enough to counter what North Platte was able to score, and gave up the lead and fell behind. We were all evened up at 24, and after a hodgepodge, after a tip pass, all of a sudden a shooter got left open. He nailed a three, and that just kind of – 3 points wasn't much, but in that game it was huge because it was a real low score.
It was 52-37 in the first ball game with Seward, and then last week against North Platte, 33-25. So obviously offense struggling a little bit to start the season.
Well, it is a little bit, and to be honest with you, against the North Platte crew, we were able to get some of the shots that we wanted to be able to get inside. They had kind of gone to a zone, and we were able to pick it apart a little bit. But offense and points sometimes are two different things. We're able to execute offense right up until the point that the ball's got to go into the hole, and we weren't able to make some shots. I don't know if you can if a team shoots 18% outside the arc, that's very good. Nor is it very good if you're shooting 13% right underneath the basket. And we were able to get those looks underneath, just weren't able to finish them inside or out.
You got some guys, basically got the team from last year. So you got some guys who can put some points on the scoreboard, just not getting off to a very good start this year.
Well, I think so. You know, we've got basically the same crew as to what we had a year ago. We did return all five starters plus some guys off the bench. We've kind of rotated that a little bit this year just because of some changes that have taken place out of the kids. But regardless, you know, it's that same lineup that we're using that probably gives us the strength that we have on our defensive side of the ball. We did kind of challenge Seward a little bit. It was just us that didn't follow suit with the offensive side. And then on North Platte, to hold them to 33 points, maybe they had a little bit of travel lag. But, our kids were able to understand what North Platte was trying to do, and we were able to take it away for the most part. But like you said, offensively, just to kind of find our niche, we've got a few kids that were able to use this year that weren't quite ready a year ago. And so as they get more comfort and they get more used to this level of pace and level of play, I think it's going to be some positives for us as the season goes on.
You normally see that in high school basketball, that the defense might be a week or so, maybe 2 weeks ahead of the offense?
Well, it's a situation where unless your program is getting a chance to start in September where you can have those offensive skills fine-tuned, whether it's shooting or if you go a little bit deeper just in the flow of the game, as far as hitting a guy when he's open, getting your feet set, those are a lot of offensive skills that have got to have the repetition that maybe you don't necessarily see out of programs that rely heavily on kids that do fall sports. Where defensively you can rely on kids' athleticism, you can rely on the kids that have, on the fact that kids have already participated in other sports, and so they understand team concept. And so that's probably a lot why our defense is ahead of our offense. Other programs may kind of view it differently because of some of the things that they do for prep work.
Let's talk about some of the guys who have stepped up to for you in the first two games.
We've kind of looked at some different kids. We're still trying to find our niche as far as that perimeter play, but Brady Menke does a lot of good things defensively for us. He's the type of kid that he's going to dive in regardless of what the outcome's going to be. if there's a chance that it's going to help his team out. Cade Welke and Pat Opperman, a pair of seniors, have really given us a nice rebounding tandem. You know, right now we don't really have anyone that's averaging too many offensive points for us. And so, you know, it's really going to be a team concept. It's not necessarily any all-staters that are going to lead us. It's really going to be that no name on the back of your jersey type team. And that's kind of what these guys have done. We've got some juniors, Will Reimer, Mark Gooden, and Tyler Rebarger, who have really just done a great job of stepping up from being sophomores and just understanding the higher level of intensity that they've got to play at. And so, you know, there's a few others that we're using in the rotation. And as they kind of find their niche, I think they're going to explode a little bit, whether it's a impact that they're going to make on the offensive side or defensive side.
You guys still tinkering maybe with the offensive philosophy a little bit, try to get some more points on the scoreboard. What do we have to do to put some more points on the board?
Well, I know this sounds kind of opposite of what some people will think, but we're the type of team that we don't necessarily need a lot of possessions, because that just means that the other team's getting a lot of possessions as well. In order to give our defense a chance to stand a little bit more solid, sometimes limiting them possessions will actually you know, give us more of a chance to keep the game competitive. To become more efficient offensively, we've got to be able to reverse the ball. We've got to be able to look inside and then be able to get that backside shot or be able to attack the basket a little bit more. Early in the season, we don't necessarily need to be you know, a type of team that makes 2-3 passes and gets a shot up quick. We want to be able to have a chance to break down a team. We want to be able to get a few more free throw opportunities. We're a little bit more pleased with our Seward second half performance, where we got to the free throw line, I believe, 16 times. Whereas against North Platte, where maybe we settled for a few more shots, we only got to the free throw line 4 times. And so, you know, as we start to grab that identity as to what's going to help us become more effective offensively, I think it's going to allow us to be in ball games a lot longer than what we were even the other night.
It's not going to be a 3-point shooting team. I guess the philosophy is to try to work the ball inside of you guys.
Well, I think kind of give an analogy to football. You have to understand, if your strength's to be able to pound it at somebody, if your strength's to be able to toss and use your speed, or if you're the type of team that's going to pick away at short pass or long pass, you kind of got to identify what you're good at and play towards that. No sense in heightening your weaknesses any more for a team than what they already do. I do think that if our kids you know, continue to strive the way that we have defensively, that in itself is going to lead to more offensive opportunities just off of transition.
It's Holdridge here tonight. The Tigers with their third game of the season. Holdridge opening up the season last week with a loss to Adams Central. Just your basic feelings about the Dusters.
I'll tell you what, you know, it's a game where, you know, if you want to look at Adams Central and Holdridge, it was a game where Adams Central had kind of opened up. Adams Central had kind of caused some problems, but equally so, the Holdridge kids continued to compete. In fact, they even made a run at Adams Central and cut it down to about 8 after they had been down about 15, 18 points. And then Adams Central was able to open it back up a little bit. Holdridge is probably not quite as deep as they have been the last couple of years. And after losing 8 of 9 key varsity players a year ago to graduation, you know, they're in a team that's going to have, you know, look for that identity as far as what players are going to help them in different ways as well.
Marcus Van Epperen was the guy who did most of the damage last week against the Patriots, scored 16 points, pulled down 6 rebounds. He'll be a load for you.
Well, he is, you know, and he's one of those Holdridge names that follows suit from a few years back. Some things that I had seen is that he is willing to put the ball up from the outside, but he does most of his damage by being an effective physical body on the inside. You know, anytime that you're a type of kid that can go out and grab 10 rebounds or more a game, you're going to give yourself a chance to be able to score points on putbacks. And, you know, he's also just a real active player inside, and so it gives him another offensive opportunity.
Coach, what scares you the most about this basketball team as we get ready tonight?
Well, I think both teams are going to try and dictate the pace. I think both teams will look to try and speed up the other team. And so it's the team that understands the desire to speed up the other team, but not necessarily make yourself go faster than what your skills are set. That's the team that's going to have some success. And so both, you know, while their team is not necessarily young, but maybe inexperienced, our team's got to be able to dig a little bit at what experience we had from a year ago and be able to make that a good playing card for us.
Do they want to speed up the game? Do they want to play at a quicker pace tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, defensively, they're going to kind of play that Jerry Buck they want to challenge you defensively. They're not afraid to play physical defensively on the offensive side. That's when they're going to try and get you to, you know, be out of position, whether they're running their spread or whether they're running their motion over and under. You know, the idea is that they're looking to try and pick you apart. You know, if we can rush them offensively, then it's going to give us some defensive transition opportunities and vice versa. If they can speed us up, it's going to give them the ball back, and then it becomes a control game.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Scott Rosno, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around, got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings High and Holdridge tonight from 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back at Holdridge High School as we get you set for the boys' game here tonight between Hastings High and the Holdridge Dusters. And all the teams in the city of Hastings seeing action here tonight. The girls' games are in the books, and the ball game preceding this one here tonight was Holdridge knocking off Hastings by the score of 63-41. Out at Adams Central tonight, Centura came back to beat the Adams Central Gals by the score of 45-34. At Hastings St. Cecilia, winners tonight at Donovan Trumbull, the final score of 66-31. So the Hawkettes winners over Donovan Trumbull. Adams Central losing in girls basketball to Centura tonight. Hastings High losing to Holdridge in girls basketball, with all the boys' games coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Hastings High coming in, a record of no wins and two losses on the season under head coach Scott Rosno. Hastings High opened up the year with a loss to Seward, 52-37. And then on Monday, lost to North Platte by a score of 33-25. Tigers actually had the lead in that ball game. However, they went ice cold in the second half. They were 0 out of 14 in the fourth quarter in that ball game against North Platte. They scored just 1 point, had one free throw against the Platters and the Bulldogs. They came back to win the ball game by a score of 33-25. So offense has been a problem for Hastings High in the first two ball games of the season. They're averaging only 31 points per ball game on offense. Brady Minkey had 13 points in the ball game against Seward, and was shut out in the contest against North Platte this week. Cade Welke has scored 10 points for Hastings High so far this year. Tyler Riebarger has got 11 points. He scored 2 in the season opener against Seward, then came back with 9 points the other night against the Bulldogs. Patrick Opperman has been in the lineup. He's got 10 points in the two ball games thus far. Opperman had 4 points in the opener and then had 6 against North Platte. Will Reimer has been in the ball game and scored a couple of points in each ball game. So Hastings High definitely looking for a little punch here offensively tonight. Might see a different rotation here for head coach Scott Rosno in the ball game here tonight, as Hastings looks for a little offensive punch in this ball game against Holdridge. The Dusters open up the year with a loss to Adams Central last week. The Patriots took them apart on their home floor by a score of 62-44. Their leading scorer and played a good ball game last week was Marcus Van Epren. He scored 16 points and grabbed 6 rebounds for the Dusters, as Holdridge shot 31% against Adams Central last week. The Patriots hit 54% of their field goals in that ball game. The Dusters really hurt by turnovers in the ball game. They had 23 against the Adams Central defense, and it was Holdridge losing to the Patriots last week by a score of 62-44. So this ball game just a couple of minutes from getting started here in Holdridge. Adams Central is playing at home tonight against Centura, and the boys' ball game is just now getting underway. And Hastings St. Cecilia also on the road tonight. The boys' team, 1-0 in the season, they will play at Donovan Trumbull in the ball game getting started in just a couple of minutes. Tomorrow, high school basketball continues for our Hastings teams. Adams Central's boys will be on the road playing at Wood River. That'll be an afternoon contest tomorrow. Junior varsity games will go at 3 o'clock with a varsity game
at 4:45. Hastings St. Cecilia boys and girls will play at Blue Hill tomorrow night. It'll be a 3:30 start for the girls' varsity, 5 o'clock for the boys, and we'll have the action for you on Platte River Radio's The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon. We've got Bronco basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Should be a good twin bill. The Chargers out of Briar Cliff up in Sioux City. Their time will be at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. 2 o'clock for the tip-off for the women's ball game, matching the second-ranked Chargers and the eighth-ranked Broncos in that one. Then the men's game will go at 4 o'clock. We'll have a book contest here on 1230 KHIS. So we'll get you set for the boys' game here tonight. The starting lineup's coming up next. You're listening to Tiger Basketball.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Tigers getting set to take on the Holdridge Dusters. And your starting lineup tonight is brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings High here tonight, Patrick Opperman will get a start. Opperman is 6'4" and senior. Opperman so far averaging about 5 points per ball game in the first two. Mark Gooden gets a start, a 6'1" junior. Gooden is averaging 1.5 points per ball game. Brady Menke is a 6 foot senior. Menke is averaging 6.5 points per ball game in the first two contests this year. Tyler Rebarger is a 6'1" junior. Rebarger is averaging 5.5 points per ball game. And then Cade Welke, who is a 6'2" and senior. Welke, so far this season, is averaging 5 points per ball game. So Scott Rosno goes with Patrick Opperman, Mark Gooden, also Brady Menke, Tyler Rebarger, and Cade Welke in the starting lineup here tonight. For the Holdridge Dusters and the head coach, Jerry Buck, they will go with Taylor Juergens, a 5'10" senior. Juergens had 5 points in the ball game last week against Adams Central. Kyle Ekstrom is a 6'2" and senior. Ekstrom scored 13 points against the Patriots. Dakota Falk, 5'10" and sophomore. Falk is averaging 2 points and 1 rebound per game. Alex Hamling is a 6'1" junior, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. And then Marcus Van Emperen, a 6'3" junior. Van Emperen averaging 16 points and 6 rebounds per ball game for the Dusters. So Holdridge will go with Juergens and Ekstrom, also Falk, Hamling, and Van Emperen in the starting lineup here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. They're at 2815 Osborne Drive West, at 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. So Holdridge will come out in their white uniforms here tonight and their purple numerals. That's more like it. We had the gold ones on the girls' team. Hard to see up here. But Holdridge is going to be with their white jerseys and their purple numerals here tonight. Hastings High and their away jerseys will be black, trimmed and lettered in the orange. We're set to go. It is 0-1 Holdridge taking on 0-2 Hastings High tonight. Boys High School basketball. Tigers will shoot to our basket to our right. Ball is in the air and Holdridge controls the opening tip. Hastings High will play a man-to-man defense for the most part here tonight. Taylor Juergens has got the ball. Juergens out on top. That's going to be Hamling with it now. Takes it over to the right sideline to Falk. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Ekstrom for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. A long rebound. It comes to the far side. It's picked up over there by Hamling. Hamling keeps it alive here for the Dusters. Down the right sideline to Van Emperen. Now to Kyle Ekstrom. Near side, Juergens for three. Shot, no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot, no good. And the rebound, Hastings. So three shots in the hole there for Holdridge. The Tigers got to do a better job on the glass. But fortunately enough, Hastings High
comes down with it after the third shot. Tigers now have the ball back in their offensive zone. Cade Wilkie has got it now for Hastings High. Holdridge will be in a man-to-man defense. Here's Mark Gooden with the ball. Gooden moves it to the top of the key to a Brady Minkey. Hastings will be patient here. They'll lob it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Tigers turn it away on the first possession as Hamlin comes out of there with the ball. Gets it ahead now to a Taylor Juergens down in the corner. Back outside to Ekstrom. 4-3. Shot good. Kyle Ekstrom hits the three ball there for Hastings High, or rather for Holdridge, and it's a 3-0 ball game. The Dusters have the lead. Hastings back with the ball now. As the Tigers come back in their offensive zone, Cade Wilkie has got it out here in three-point territory. Wilkie looking, and he throws the ball on the Holdridge bench. Tigers looked a little confused there. Wilkie trying to take it to the far sideline to Tyler Rebarger and threw it out of bounds. So two possessions for Hastings and two turnovers. 3-0 is the score. Holdridge out on top, just underway here in the boys' contest. 6:37 remaining in the first quarter. Taylor Juergens with the ball. It's poked away, picked up by Juergens. Good defense out here by Rebarger of Hastings. Here's Ekstrom with the ball. Jump pass goes to the far side. Van Amperen, his shot is up there. It's too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamling. Tries to go back up with the shot. It's knocked out of his hands, and it's going to be Holdridge ball as it goes out of bounds. Dusters will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Taylor Juergens will key things in for the Dusters. Slaps the ball, looking for some movement here. Juergens waiting. Inbounds pass is deflected out of bounds. Boy, the count of four. Juergens finally gets it in, but Rebarger knocks it right back out of bounds. So Juergens will try it again. Juergens just lobs it out here. It's going to be a Van Amperen with the ball in 3-point territory. Returns it back to the right side of the lane to Hamling. He mishandles the ball. It's picked up by Hastings. Running back the other way, there's Opperman. Opperman gets it over here to Wilkie. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. So good job on the transition there by the Tigers. They draw the personal foul back at this end. Dakota Falk picks up the foul. That's going to be his first team foul on the Dusters. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cade Wilkie. Wilkie has scored 10 points in the two-ball game so far for Hastings High. His shot is up there. It is good. So Cade Wilkie gets the free throw to go down here for the Tigers. Wilkie is 6'2" and senior for Hastings High. The Tigers are on the scoreboard. It's now a 3-1 ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Wilkie hits a pair, and the Tigers are back to within 1 point. We're about 2 minutes into the ball game here in the first quarter. And now the Tigers will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Juergens on the dribble for Hastings High. Outraces Rebarger to the 10-second line. Brings it into the offensive zone. Juergens comes over here in the left wing to a Hamling. Bounce pass down in the corner to Van Amperen. Brings it back to Hamling. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Opperman. The second turnover on Holdridge. Back the other way. Driving down the lane. The scoop shot is up there and in. Brady Minkey takes it to the hole there for Hastings. And the Tigers now have the lead. Hastings High 4, Holdridge 3. Here's pressure in backcourt, and a jump ball is going to be called. Mark Gooden ties up Dakota Falk back here in backcourt. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so the third turnover officially on the Dusters here in the ballgame. Hastings High will play things in. 4-3 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Tigers have the ball here in their offensive zone. That's a Rebarger out here in three-point territory. Rebarger works against the Dakota Falk. Picks up the dribble, goes over to Minkey. Now to the far sideline, Opperman for three. Shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Taylor Juergens. Juergens gets the ball ahead. Now to Van Amperen. Brings it back to Taylor Juergens. He'll set things up. There's a feed. Left side of the lane. Hamling, his shot is up there. It's going to be wild. No good. Rebound Ekstrom goes back up. His shot no good. Partially deflected by Opperman of Hastings. Opperman grabs the ball for the Tigers. Down the left sideline. That's going to be Rebarger with the ball. As Rebarger comes out on top, that's going to be a Mark Gooden. Gooden comes across the top now to a Patrick Opperman. Opperman holds it down to the right sideline. Brady Minkey has got it. Minkey bounce pass inside to Opperman. Grabs the ball in the lane. Kicks it back out in the wing. There's a shot taken over there by Minkey that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. They lose the ball, and it's going to be Hastings' high ball. Knocked out of bounds there by the Dusters. So Hastings' high will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Here in quarter number one, Hastings High with a 4-3 lead over the Dusters in boys high school basketball. Hastings looking to play things in. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be recovered here by a Mark Gooden of Hastings out to Rebarger. Holdridge is in a man-to-man defense here. Hastings High working. Rebarger's got the ball on the wing on the left side, holds it, comes out now to Opperman. Patrick Opperman with the ball high above his head out here in three-point territory. Now to Mark Gooden out here in the deep wing on the right side. Hastings High will be patient here offensively. Gooden comes out to a Patrick Opperman again, now to Rebarger, takes it to the free throw line and then backs it on out between the rings. Here's a Gooden with the ball, dumps it down low. That's going to be Cade Wilkie. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound, Wilkie. Follow shot is up there and in. So Cade Wilkie misses the first one. He gets his rebound and puts it down through the hole. Hastings High with the lead here over Holdridge, 6-3. We're down to 4 minutes to play now in quarter number one from Holdridge. Tigers have a three-point lead. There's the Dusters with the ball. Back out on top is going to be Hamling. Moves it over to Juergens. He tries to pound it down low. It's going to be deflected away. Now we got a foul called as Van Emperen picks it up. He's going to be fouled in the play as he goes up for the shot. And now Marcus Van Emperen will go to the free throw line here for the Dusters. He was fouled in the play there by the Tigers. The personal goes against Patrick Opperman. That's going to be his first. So Marcus Van Emperen, who was 5 out of 7 from the free throw line a week ago against the Patriots, will go to the line here and hits his first free throw. 6-4 now. Hastings High with the lead. Coming into the ball game for Hastings will be Eric Garich. Garich will check in. Cade Wilkie will check out. 3:50 to play here in this first quarter. Scepter Duong is into the ball game as well. Here comes a second shot. It's up there. It's good by Marcus Van Emperen. So 6-5, the Tigers have a one-point lead. Boys High School basketball action for you tonight from Holdridge. Action coming your way on 1230 KHIS. Tigers have the ball back in their offensive zone. Going to the hole there is going to be a Brady Minky, but a personal foul is going to be called. There's a turnover on the Tigers. No foul, a turnover on the Tigers. That's going to be the third. So Holdridge comes back the other way with a chance to go ahead. They get it down in the corner to Van Emperen. He loses control of the ball out of bounds. Garich was over here defensively for Hastings High. Van Emperen loses the ball out of bounds. The fourth turnover on the Dusters here in this first quarter. They turned the ball over 23 times last week against the Adams Central Patriots. Hastings High coming back with the ball. With it is going to be a Brady Minky. Comes over here to a Tyler Rebarger behind the screen. Tyler moves it over in the left wing. There's a Brady Minky. Fakes the three. Takes it down on the baseline. Goes for the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Brady Minky hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. There's an attempted steal here in backcourt as Rebarger goes after it, but he can't get to it. It goes out of bounds. Rebarger had his hands on it there for Hastings High. Couldn't come down with it, so it's going to be a Holdridge basketball as they will play things in. They're in backcourt. That's going to be Andrew Matsky, who's into the ball game now, to Taylor Juergens. And Juergens will bring it up one-on-one here against Rebarger. Juergens brings it into the offensive zone, comes over here to Alex Hamling. Bounce pass goes inside. Wheeling in the lane as Matsky has the basketball stripped away. It's picked up by Rebarger of Hastings. Rebarger gets the ball ahead now to a Brady Minky. Back to Opperman. Dribbles down the lane. Puts up a short jumper. Good. Patrick Opperman scores. And now Jerry Buck wants to call a timeout. Hastings High is out to a 10-5 lead early in this basketball game. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hastings 10, Holdridge 5.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tiger basketball coming your way on 1230 KHAS. We're in Holdridge tonight. Hastings High off to a good start. 10-5 is the score. Tigers have the lead here as Holdridge calling the timeout, and their veteran head coach in Jerry Buck trying to find some offense here against the Hastings High defense. Here's the pass deflected out of bounds there by Will Reimer, who's into the ball game now for head coach Scott Rosno. Tigers will play 9-10 people in a typical ball game here, and coach has already got to 10 people in the ball game here in the first quarter. It's going to be Holdridge with the ball in their offensive zone as a Taylor Juergens has got it. Juergens comes over here on the wing to a Van Emperen, dumps the ball down low. It's going to be deflected. Duong with his save, but right into the hands of Kyle Ekstrom. Keeps it alive now to a Hamling. His shot off the baseline is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Hastings has it, and a foul is going to be called. Yowrich came down with a rebound there for Hastings High, but a personal foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Holdridge. It's going to go on the Dusters here. Hastings will play things in. That's the second team foul called on Holdridge here in this first quarter. And the foul goes on Andrew Matsky. That's going to be his first. So Hastings High with a five-point lead, 10-5. Hastings with the ball. There's a Brady Minky on the dribble, brings it into the offensive zone. That's a Garich with it now. Garich goes on the high post to a Wilkie right at the free throw line. Goes over in the wing now to Will Reimer to a Duong. He shines up there and in. Scepter Duong scoring there, a three-pointer from just in the right of the circle. It's now a 13-5 score. Hastings High with the lead as Scepter Duong hits the long-range jumper there for Hastings High. There comes Holdridge. That's Marcus Van Epperen with the ball over on the wing on the right side to Taylor Juergens. Juergens out on top off of a screen. Ekstrom throws up a three. A shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in. Good position. Andrew Matsky there underneath the hole for Holdridge. He gets the offensive board and a putback. 13-7. Hastings High with the lead. Here's Duong again for three. Shot no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It was last touchdown there by Wilkie. So Scepter Duong throwing up a three-pointer this time from the left side of the floor. That one would not go. Wilkie could not grab the rebound, so it's going to be Holdridge basketball here in backcourt. 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Hastings High with a lead over Holdridge by the score of 13-7. Tigers applying pressure back here with their Will Reimer. Taylor Juergens on the dribble here for the Holdridge Dusters. He'll bring things up, gets away from Reimer, brings it into the offensive zone, stops at the free throw line, comes over here on the wing on the left side. That's a Dakota Falk who's back into the ball game. Now to Kyle Ekstrom. Ekstrom down in the corner, throws it back out here. He's into the backcourt, over and back violation. Taylor Juergens was cutting the wrong way there as they threw it into the backcourt, over and back violation on Holdridge. That's six turnovers on the Dusters here in the first quarter. Hastings High will have it with a six-point lead. 13-7 is the score. Here's a Mark Gooden with the ball on the deep wing on the right side behind the screen from Gyrich. They get the ball to Gyrich, and now a foul is going to be called. I think an illegal screen. Eric came up and set the screen right over here on the right wing and was going to roll toward the basket. And Gyrich is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Hastings here in the first quarter. It'll be Holdridge playing things in here in backcourt. Tigers have a six-point lead, 13-7, under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Kyle Ekstrom with the ball as he works it to the left side of the floor. Picked up out there by Mark Gooden as the Tigers stay with a man-to-man defense. There's a Dakota Falk picked up by Scepter Duong. Dakota holding on to the ball here. Off of a screen. Ekstrom on the right wing. Moves it down in the corner to Taylor Juergens. Juergens out to Andrew Matsky. We're down to 35 seconds to play. Matsky drives the ball down to the right side of the lane. Stops, comes back out on top. Here's a Hamling. Shot for three is going to be no good. Picked up in the lane there by the Dusters. And a foul shot, no good, and a foul is going to be called. Andrew Matsky picks it up on the hop in the lane there as the Tigers could not grab it. But a personal foul is going to be whistled on the Tigers here. And a foul is going to go on Hastings. Third team foul. It's going to go on Cade Wilkie. That's going to be his first, a rebounding foul. So Holdridge will play things in. Taylor Juergens underneath the basket. Comes over here to Dakota Falk. He drives for the hole. It's not going to be blacked down. Recovered on the baseline. It's loose. It's picked up here in the lane by Hamling. It's shot no good, but he's fouled. Hastings High saves it, but right into the hands of Alex Hamling right in front of the basket. And Hamling is fouled in the play. And now we have some free throws here. That's going to be the fourth team foul in Hastings. We got 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The personal foul is whistled on Wilkie, so he picks up a couple of personal fouls here. No free throws that occurred before the shot. Holdridge will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. As a Taylor Juergens will get it in here to a Hamling. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around in the lane. It is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Well, that's set down there by the Dusters. So Hastings will play things in and backward with 15.1 seconds to play. Holdridge won the girls' ball game tonight, 63-41 over Hastings High. The Tigers are now 0-3. 10 seconds to go. Hastings with the ball. Getting it into their offensive scoring zone right here. That's Rebarger with it now. Dribbles to the wing on the left side. Back out into the three-point territory. Inside the free throw circle. Puts up a shot. Misses. No good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So one quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball from Holdridge. The score, Hastings High 13, the Holdridge Dusters 7. You're listening to high school basketball.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Other scores tonight, Adams Central is leading Centura 14-2 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia's boys out on top of Donovan Trumbull at the end of one quarter by the score of 16-8. Hastings High is leading here over Holdridge at the end of the first quarter by the score of 13-7. Holdridge has got the ball to begin the second period. Here's Marcus Van Empren with the ball, trying to power his way to the basket. Can't do it. Dumps it off right side of the lane to Juergens. Dribbles down in the corner, now to Van Empren. Van Empren trying to penetrate. Gives it away. Dakota Falk around the screen. There's a pass down low to Falk. He can't go for the shot. Now to Hamling in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Mark Gooden with the rebound for Hastings High. Tigers have the ball in a six-point lead, 13-7. Bounce pass, left side of the lane. Opperman can't handle it. It's loose. Has to be picked up here by Holdridge. That's Dakota Falk running back the other way. A driving layup, and he's fouling the play. That's the fifth turnover on Hastings High. Back here at the other end. And now a foul is called on the Tigers here on the defensive end. It's going to go on Rebarger. That's going to be his first. So Tyler Rebarger picks up his first personal foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Dakota Falk. For Holdridge, he has not scored so far tonight. He was 2 out of 2 from the line a week ago. That ball game against the Patriots. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Falk had 2 points in that ball game against AC and one rebound. Hastings High onto a six-point lead early in this one. It is 13-7. 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Next shot by Dakota Falk is in the air. That one is good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It is now a 13-8 ball game. Here's a Brogan Shea into the ball game now for the Hastings High Tigers as head coach Scott Rosno continues to go to the bench trying to find an offensive spark here this season. The Tigers averaging only 31 points per ball game on offense. There's a Brady Minky to the free throw line. Rebarger's shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Rebarger gets the roll there as it gets the back spin down through the hole. 15-8 now. Hastings High has got the lead. We are in the second quarter from Holdridge here tonight. Hastings High looking for their first win of the season after dropping games to Seward in the North Platte. On the deep wing on the right side is Kyle Ekstrom. Now to Van Empren at the top of the key. Van Empren being guarded out there by Opperman of Hastings. Good job by Opperman on defense. Down on the baseline here is that Dakota Falk has the ball tipped away. Picked up by Hamling. Forces up a shot. No good. Traveling violation. Alex Hamling picks up the trash in the lane. Forces up a shot and a traveling violation is called. That's 7 turnovers on the Dusters so far in the ballgame. 15-8. Hastings High with a 7-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Bringing it up is going to be Brady Minky. Right-handed dribble. Minky here on the wing on the right side. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Tyler Rebarger with the ball. Tyler brings it out on top. Now to Mark Gooden. Back to Tyler. From the elbow. Right side. Shot good. Tyler Rebarger scores. Rebarger had 9 points the other night against North Platte. He scored 9 out of the 25 for the Tigers. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points in this one. Hastings High with a 9-point lead. It is 17-8 here in the second quarter from Holdridge High School. Taylor Juergens with the ball. Juergens comes across the top to Ekstrom. Now left side of the lane. With it over there is going to be Dakota Falk. And the ball tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. Mark Gooden gets his hands in there for the Tigers. And now the Dusters will play things in here on the near side. 5:48 to play here in the second quarter. 17-8 Tigers. Ekstrom down in the baseline. Here's a pass in the lane. It's through the fingertips of Juergens. And the ball is brought out of there by Hastings High. With it is Opperman. Opperman gets the ball ahead now to a Brady Minky. Hustles into the forecourt to Opperman out here in three-point territory. Thought about the three. Pass it up. Here's Shea down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. The foul is going to go on Kyle Ekstrom of Holdridge. That's going to be his first. And let's see. It's going to be a non-shooting situation. That's going to be the third team foul in the Dusters. So going to the... It's going to be inbounding the ball down here underneath the basket. It's going to be Hastings High to get it to Patrick Opperman. Right side of the lane, another two to the whistle, and another foul is going to go on the Dusters. Let's see, it's going to go on Marcus Van Empren this time. That's going to be his first on a reach. So they'll play it in again, baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Holdridge. 17-8 is the score. Hastings High with a lead. They lob it into the lane. Opperman's shot is going to be up there. It's off of the mark, no good, and the rebound comes down to Holdridge. Dakota Falk with a rebound there for the Dusters. The Taylor Juergens, right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Hastings High with a 9-point lead, 17-8. over on the wing on the right side. Dribbling on the ball is Ekstrom. Ekstrom dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up to Dakota Falk. Now right side to Hamlin. Ball came loose. Hamlin picks it back up, lobs it in the lane. It's too far. It's going to be intercepted there by Hastings High, trying to get it down there to Marcus Van Epperen. They threw it over his head, picked off by Brady Minky. Nine turnovers on Holdridge. Here's a shot taken by Opperman. That's an air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Epperen for Holdridge. Still 17-8. 4:50 to play. Deep in the corner, Falk for three. His shot, no good. Rebound, Minky, and a foul is called. Foul is going to go on the Holdridge Dusters here as Minky is knocked down in the play. That's going to be team foul number five on Holdridge in this first half. Hastings High will play it in. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Ekstrom. That's going to be his second. So Hastings got out to a 13-7 lead here in this one. Tigers have led it most of the way here tonight. Got out to a 10-5 lead midway through the first quarter. It's now 17-8 as Jerry Buck making some substitutions here for Holdridge. Hastings will bring things up. Brady Minky on the trot as he brings it into the offensive zone here against Taylor Juergens. Minky still out here in three-point territory. Now to Scepter Duong. Free throw line extended left side there. There's a Gowrich with the ball who's back into the ball game to a Duong. Comes out to a Tyler Rebarger. Top of the key. Dribbles to the elbow. Jump pass over here to Minky. Back to Rebarger. Tyler looking to drive it. Instead goes over to Duong. Left side of the lane there. Duong looks. Comes out to Brady Minky. Hastings very patient here offensively. Rebarger out to a Patrick Opperman. Drives it down the lane. His running one-hander is good. Patrick Opperman scores there for Hastings High. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and now the Dusters want to call another timeout. Hastings High is out to an 11-point lead. Holdridge wants to call a timeout. 4:04 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 19, Holdridge 8.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central now leading Centura in boys high school basketball. The score is 19-8. At last check, Hastings St. Cecilia had a 16-8 lead over the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. That was at the end of the first quarter. We're into the second quarter here tonight in Holdridge. Hastings High has got the lead over Holdridge. The score is 19-8. So far for the Tigers, Patrick Opperman with 4 points in the ball game. Brady Minky has got four. Tyler Rebarger has got four. Cade Wilkie has got 4 points. Scepter Duong has hit a three-pointer for three. That's been the Tigers scoring. But not much on the other side of things here for Holdridge. Kyle Ekstrom has got three. Dakota Falk has got one. Andrew Matsky has got two. Marcus Van Epperen has got 2 points. 19-8. Hastings in the lead. Tigers will apply the pressure back here in backcourt. Taylor Juergens has got the ball. Juergens still in backcourt. Tyler Rebarger stares him down, throws for the steal. Rebarger knocks the ball loose, picks it up on the dribble, drives for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Nice play, Tyler Rebarger. Knocks the ball loose, got control of the ball, and then drove it to the hole and scores. Hastings now leading by the score of 21-8 over Holdridge tonight in boys high school basketball. Taylor Juergens has got the ball. Juergens over here to Brendan Kreutzer is into the ball game now to Van Epperen. Van Epperen moves it to the right side. There's Juergens, pulls up, shoots a 10-footer, shot no good. Rebound comes to Opperman. Opperman now to Duong. Here come the Tigers again. Duong brings it to the near sideline to Brady Minky. Outside, Rebarger for three, shot good. Tyler Rebarger now with 9 points in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a 24-8 lead over the Holdridge Dusters here in boys high school basketball. Tigers shooting the ball well. They have not shot the ball well in the first two ball games. So Hastings dropping back on their man-to-man defense with a 24-8 lead. On the near sideline is Kreutzer back out on top to Van Epperen. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Garich for Hastings. And then from the weak side, we've got a jump ball called, and now we've got a couple of players going at it here. That's Brandon Kreutzer and Garich down on the floor there as they were battling for the loose ball. Finally, the jump ball is called and some extracurricular activity down there as the officials jump in there quickly and get things under control. The arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. Holdridge was getting ready to inbound the ball, but it's the other way. Hastings should have it here. Now the Tigers will inbound. 24-8 is the score. Hastings with a lead with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half from the Holdridge gym. Holdridge has scored just 8 points so far in this ball game against the Hastings High defense. Here's Rebarger on the dribble. Brings it into the offensive zone. Left-handed. Gets it to Eric Gyrich now. Gyrich comes over here to Duong. Takes it down to the baseline. Duong, bounce pass into the lane. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Shea. And the rebound comes down here to Holdridge. Brandon Kreutzer with the ball now for the Dusters. Down the near sideline to Van Amperen. He works against Gyrich of Hastings. There's a Brandon Kreutzer with the ball now to Taylor Juergens. Hangs onto the ball out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to Kreutzer. Free throw line extended left side. Hastings High still in a man-to-man defense. Down to 2:09 to play here in the second quarter. Kreutzer with the ball. Down to Dakota Falk. He rockets a pass inside. It's through the fingertips of Van Amperen. It's going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Holdridge basketball. Hastings had a shot at things there, but Brogan Shea could not hang on to it there for the Tigers. So it's going to be Holdridge inbounding the ball down here in the Coughlin corner on the near sideline. Dakota Falk has flipped the ball here. He gets it into Kreutzer. Lob pass into the lane. Van Amperen grabs it. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound is a Scepter Duong there for the Hastings High Tigers. Duong brings it back himself, back into the offensive zone. Starts off left, then right. Throws the ball near his side, nearly out of bounds. Picked up there by Minky. Rockets a pass inside to Shea. Back to Opperman. Out to Duong at the top of the key. Duong moves it over here to a Brady Minky. Lobs it inside. Shea grabs it. His shot is up there. It's no good. Gets his own rebound, and he's fouling the play. Personal foul going to be called here. Let's see. It looks like it's going to go on Hastings High. Holdridge will get the ball. The foul is going to be called on Shea. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. Holdridge will play things in. Down the right sideline is going to be Kreutzer with the ball down to Van Eppen in the corner. His shot is wild. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. That three-pointer hit the support up above the basket there. But Hastings will play it. The ball is out of bounds. A minute and 26 seconds to play. Minute and 26 seconds to play here in the second quarter. All Hastings High tonight. In boys high school basketball, it is 24-8. Tigers have the lead. Hastings will inbound here in backcourt. Will Reimer will bring things up, and now Holdridge attacking a little bit back here with Brandon Kreutzer. Reimer hustles into the forecourt, stops on the wing. The ball tipped away by Kreutzer, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Reimer loses the ball. Van Amperen picks it up here for the Dusters. Now to Taylor Juergens. Juergens dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Hastings saves with a man defense. Van Amperen on the wing. Long pass inside, intercepted. Intercepted by Shea. That's going to be turnover number 11 on Holdridge here in the first half. Rebarger has got the ball for Hastings. Out to Minky. Back out to Tyler Rebarger in three-point territory. Runs the offense here. Dribbles down the left sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Opperman, and a foul is called. Patrick Opperman, left side of the lane as he posted up over there. Rebarger got him the ball, and a personal foul is whistled here on Holdridge. Still no free throws here for the Tigers, though. Personal foul goes on Juergens. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on the Dusters. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. Rebarger gets it down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there and in. Mark Gooden hits the jumper there for Hastings High. That's now a 27-8 ball game. A three-pointer thrown up there from the deep left corner by Mark Gooden with his foot just behind the line. A three-pointer by Gooden. Or check that. They're going to give him now just 2 points on the board. So a two-pointer thrown up there by Mark Gooden. It's 26-8. We're down to 25 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Holdridge has got the ball. Bounce pass goes to the free throw line. That's going to be Maskey with the ball, tries to shovel it away, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shea again for Hastings High. Now the Tigers have the ball, and 10 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. The Tigers with a 26-8 lead. Tyler Rebarger with it out here in three-point territory, picked up by Dakota Falk. Moves it down to Will Reimer on the baseline. His shot is up and in. With Reimer falling out of bounds, he hits a 15-foot jumper off of the right baseline as time expires, and Hastings High has got the lead here at halftime by a score of 28-8 as the Tigers played tremendous defense there in that first half. They forced 12 turnovers on the part of Holdridge, and the Tigers shooting the ball pretty well here in this first half. And Hastings out to a 20-point lead at halftime. We have played two quarters here tonight. Boys High School basketball taking a break with a score. Hastings 28. and the Holdridge Dusters 8. You're listening to High School Basketball.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Holdridge High School with boys high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. All Hastings High in this first half. The Tigers with a 28-8 advantage over the Dusters here tonight. Hastings High outscored Holdridge in that second quarter 15-1. Tigers had a 13-7 lead after one quarter, and they outscore Holdridge 15-1 in the second quarter. So Hastings High with a 28-8 lead over Holdridge here at halftime. Hastings got out of the gates nicely tonight. Had a 4-3 lead. In fact, the Tigers led most of this ball game. Had a 4-3 lead early, built that lead to 5 points at 10-5. Again, led 13-7 after the first quarter. And the Tigers with a dominating second quarter of play, outscoring Holdridge 15-1. The Dusters unofficially with 12 turnovers in the ball game so far. Hastings High has got 6. So the scoring in the first half for Hastings High, Tyler Rebarger is leading the way for the Tigers. Rebarger has knocked down 3 field goals, and he's got a 3-point goal here in the first half. He's got 9 points. Brady Minkey has got a couple of field goals for 4. Cade Wilkie has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Patrick Opperman has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Scepter Duong hit a 3-pointer in the first half for his scoring in the first 16 minutes. Will Reimer has knocked down a field goal for 2, and Mark Gooden has got a field goal and 2 points. The Tigers have shot just 2 free throws in the first half and converted on both of those. They're 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Holdridge, they are 1 out of 4 from the free throw line in this ball game. They've got 8 points on the board and obviously not a lot of scoring. In the first 16 minutes, they're being led by Kyle Ekstrom. He has got 3 points in the ball game. Andrew Matsky has got a field goal for 2. Marcus Van Epren held to just 2 points by the Tiger defense tonight. Van Epren had 16 last week in the ball game against Dakota, or rather the ball game against Adams Central. So Van Epren with 2, and the Dakota Falk is at the other point for Holdridge on a free throw. Dusters 1 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half of play, but they are trailing Hastings High big time here at halftime. It's the Tigers 28 and Holdridge 8. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Holdridge again. Halftime of the boys' ball game. It is 28-8. The Tigers have the lead. Girls' ball game earlier tonight was won by Holdridge as they beat Hastings High by a score of 63-41. And again, in that ball game, it was the second quarter. The Tigers here in this boys' contest just went on a 15-1 run in the second period. In the girls' game, it was Holdridge who secured the second quarter as they outscored Hastings High 27-9 in the second quarter. Got out to a 41-22 halftime lead, and they go on to win it over Hastings High by a score of 63-41. Zoe Mays led the way for Hastings High. She scored 14 points in the ball game tonight. She was the only Tiger to reach double figures. Next down the list was 6 points from Bailey Petzold and 6 points from Paige Kennedy. Hastings turned the ball over 24 times in the ball game here tonight, leading the way for the Holdridge Dusters in the girls' ball game with Chelsea Morton. She had 16 last week against Adams Central in her season opening win. She had 22 in the ball game tonight, 10 in the first half, 12 more in the second half. Also in double figures for Holdridge in game number one was Rachel Jeldon. She had 11 points with 7 of those coming from the free throw line in 10 attempts. So Holdridge improves to 2 wins to no losses on the season. The Hastings High Tigers are now 0-3. Hastings will play at Columbus next week. Other games going on in the city of Hastings tonight are involving city teams. In girls high school basketball, it was Hastings St. Cecilia beating Donovan Trumbull tonight by the score of 66-31 in Donovan. Centura beat Adams Central tonight at the Patriot Gym in girls basketball by a score of 45-34. So the Patriots are now 0-2. St. Cecilia is 1-1. As we mentioned, Holdridge beating Hastings High in girls basketball tonight, 63-41. In boys basketball, at halftime, Hastings High is leading Holdridge here by a score of 28-8. At last check back at the Patriot Gym, it was Adams Central leading Centura by a score of 19-8. And at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Donovan Trumbull by a score of 34-16. They are at halftime. Again, high school basketball action continues tomorrow on our network of stations. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tomorrow afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia will play a girls-boys doubleheader down at Blue Hill. The afternoon games tomorrow, 3:30 for the girls' varsity game, 5 o'clock for the boys. Our coverage begins with a pregame show at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon on the Breeze. Also in action tomorrow will be the Adams Central boys. They'll play an afternoon game at Wood River in a boys-only contest, 3 o'clock for the junior varsity game, 4:45 for the varsity game. And here on 1230 KHIS, we will have the Hastings College Broncos. They'll be on the road playing in Sioux City tomorrow against Briarcliff. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock with the men's game at 4 o'clock. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHIS beginning with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. And tomorrow night, we'll catch up with the Nebraska men's basketball team. Huskers will play down in Fort Worth, Texas against the Horned Frogs of Texas Christian. Airtime will be at 6 o'clock or shortly after the Hastings College basketball coverage from Sioux City to tip off there in Fort Worth, scheduled for 7 o'clock. So that brings you up to the end and all the basketball action that's coming your way in the next day or so. We got the second half coming up here. Hastings High, we'll see if we can hang on to the lead here. The Tigers have a 20-point lead as we get ready for the second half. It's Hastings High 28, Holdridge 8. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Holdridge, high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings High with a lead here over the Holdridge Dusters. The score is 28-8 as we start the third quarter here. By the way, Adams Central has got a 20-point lead in their ball game over Centura. They've now reached halftime out at the Patriot Gym, 39-19. Adams Central is leading Centura in boys high school basketball. So Holdridge has got the ball. They put 8 points on the board in the first half here against the Hastings High defense. Holdridge out of the first crack at things here in the second half. There's a Kyle Ekstrom. Bounce pass inside, down low. Shot taken there by Hamling. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. Alex Hamling just right of the goal there down there on the baseline. On the little block right side. Could not convert. Holdridge will play things in. Van Epperen has got the ball. Van Epperen drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes for the rack. His shot is up there. It's no good. The ball tipped right into the hands of Opperman. Opperman has got it down for Hastings High. Gets it away now to Brady Minkey. Hustles into the forecourt. Right-handed dribble. Minkey to the right sideline. Lobs it inside as they get it to a Cade Wilkie. Back outside to Opperman. Opperman down to Rebarger. To Mark Gooden. Now to Opperman again. Back out here to Brady Minkey. He is double-teamed. Goes over to Rebarger. Rebarger now to Gooden. Moves it down on the baseline to Opperman. Bounce pass inside to Wilkie. To Rebarger. Back on the wing on the right side to Minkey. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Ekstrom. The Tigers passing the ball around there. Could not convert. And Holdridge has got the ball back at the other end. A minute into this second half, Hastings still with a 20-point lead. 28-8 is the score. Here's Dakota Falk with it now to Taylor Juergens. Juergens out here in three-point territory. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Ekstrom. Back outside, here's a three-pointer put up there. It's an air ball. No good by Hamling. It goes out of bounds. Hamling was open. In fact, he was wide open out here in three-point territory. Could knock down his shot. Ball goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. 6:36 to play here in the third quarter. It's 28-8. The Tigers with the lead here this evening. Brady Minkey with the ball to the near sideline to Tyler Rebarger. Gets it into the offensive zone to Gooden on the deep wing. Jump pass comes back out to Tyler. Swings it right side now to Brady Minkey. Double team to Rebarger. Mishandles the ball, picks it back up. Rebarger goes over to Minkey. Dribbles to the top of the arc. Down in the corner now to Patrick Opperman. He's double teamed. There's a Minkey again. Double teamed in front of the Tiger bench. Gets away with a pass over here to Tyler Rebarger. Back to Minkey. Dribbles inside the arc. Now has loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Opperman down there, and he lays it in. Minkey had it knocked loose, and it rolls right to Patrick Opperman down there, who puts it in on the baseline. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by the score of 30-8. And now we've got a whistle here. And we've got a, let's see, we've got a foul call on Hastings. Looks like a foul is going to go on Cade Wilkie of the Tigers. Alex Hamling is going to pick up the foul for Holdridge, and also Cade Wilkie is going to pick up the foul. Or Patrick Opperman is going to pick up the foul for Hastings, so a double foul called there. And we're going to have Holdridge with the ball. So a double foul called here. Holdridge will play things in, and now what we got some more action underneath the hole here. And we got a foul going here on the Dusters. This one is going to go on Van Epperen. So it's been a physical game underneath there. Van Epperen just gets hit with his second personal foul. Hastings High will get it. That's going to be chalked up as another Holdridge turnover. They're 13th of the ball game. 30-8 is the score. Hastings High out on top here in boys high school basketball. Tigers will have it back in their offensive zone. Tyler Rebarger on the high post now. That's Patrick Offerman. Bounce pass down low. Gooden has got it. Back out to Rebarger. Down in the corner again. There's a pass inside. It's going to be up and in by Mark Gooden. Gooden goes up for the shot and hits it. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Tigers absolutely blowing the Dusters right out of here. 32-8 is the score. The Tigers on a 17-0 run that takes it back to the second quarter. Here's a pass to the left side. It's going to be intercepted by Minkey. He drives, shoots, and scores. Brady Minkey picks off the pass and takes it the distance, and it's now a 34-8 ball game in favor of Hastings High. There's a Dakota Falk with the ball now, races it back into the offensive zone. Stops right here at the top of the three-point circle. Good defense out here by Gooden. Entry pass to Van Epperen. On the dribble, boosts it down on the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Van Epperen finally scores for Holdridge, and it's now a 34-10 ball game. Hastings High just rattled off a bunch of points right there. In fact, 19 points in a row that took it back to the second quarter. Hastings out on top, 34-10. Here's a shot from deep in the right corner by Gooden. It's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes out of Van Emperor. Now a foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. So Hastings High went on a 19-0 run. From early in the second quarter all the way here to about midway point of the third quarter. And the Tigers have now built a 34-10 lead. Last personal foul went on Hastings. That'll go on Wilkie. That's going to be his third. So Holdridge will play things in. Tigers still attacking here in backcourt. The ball tipped out of bounds there by Reimer. They're trying to play things in to Taylor Juergens. Reimer tips it out of bounds. Holdridge again will try to play it in. 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play. They're in quarter number three. Hastings High leading by 24 points in this one. Tigers looking for their first win of the season here tonight after dropping games to Seward and North Platte. Hastings has looked pretty good in this one tonight. Andrew Matsky has got the ball for the Dusters here as he moves it on the dribble. Right sideline to a Pointer is back in the ball game. They're working around the three-point circle down in the baseline. A shot by Ekstrom as Nogidi is knocked down in the play. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Personal foul will go on the Tigers. Ekstrom will go to the free throw line here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. That's going to be personal foul number five on Hastings here in the second half. They're going Scepter Duong. That's going to be his second. So Kyle Ekstrom to the free throw line. He was 2-for-2 last week against Adams Central, and his shot is up and in. That's his first free throw here tonight. Ekstrom now with 3 points in the ballgame. Check that, 4 points in the ballgame as he had a three-pointer in the first half. It's 34-11. Hastings with the lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. Kyle Ekstrom nails a couple of free throws. That's now 34-12. Hastings High with the lead. Will Reimer with the ball here in backcourt. Jump pass goes to the far side to Brady Minkey. The Duong as they get it into the offensive zone. There's Eric Gowrich with the ball now. To Will Reimer out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top. Brady Minkey to Duong. The Minkey entry pass to the free throw line to Shade. Chops it down low to Gowrich, and the shot is up and in. Shade gets the assist. Eric Gowrich with the field goal, and it's 36-12. Hastings with the lead here. Taylor Juergens with the ball now for Holdridge. They'll bring it up against Will Reimer. 3:28 to play. Taylor Juergens hustles into the offensive zone here for the Dusters. Backs it back out near the 10-second line. Hastings still in that man-to-man defense. Looking good here tonight. Here's a pass to the high post. Driving down the lane. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Matsky, and the rebound comes down to Gowrich of Hastings. One shot and done. As Holdridge drops back in defense. There's a Brady Minkey with the ball. Goes to the right sideline. That's Will Reimer with it now. Brings it back to Scepter Duong. Out to Minkey. Out of Will Reimer. Down in the corner. That's Shea with it. He's double-teamed. This pass is going to be deflected. It's loose. It's picked up by Reimer. And now we got a timeout called from Scott Rosno. Hastings High calls the timeout as the Tigers are having problems with it there on that possession. 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 36. Holdridge 12.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Next ball game for the Tigers is going to be next Tuesday. They'll be on the road playing at Columbus. Hastings trying to pick up their first win of the season here tonight, and they're playing extremely well in this ball game against the Holdridge Dusters. It is 36-12. Hastings High with the lead. Hometown fans here in Holdridge have not had a whole lot to cheer about here tonight. Hastings got out to a 13-7 first quarter lead, and it was 28-8. By halftime. Now 36-12. Tigers have the lead. Will Reimer with a ball for Hastings. Over to a Minkey. To Gowrich down on the baseline. Duong, and his shot is up and in. Scepter Duong scoring on a short jumper from the right baseline. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings High now leading by the score of 38-12. 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter from the Holdridge gym. Kyle Ekstrom with the ball. Hastings High still in the man to man. Deep wing is Kreutzer. Back out on top. Here's a shot taken by Hamling. It's up and in. A three-pointer. Alex Hamling scoring a three-pointer there for Holdridge, and it's now 38-15. Pressure by the Dusters here in backcourt. Will Reimer has got it. Will dribbling with the ball. Goes to Brady Minkey down the right sideline. to Duong into the offensive zone to Reimer. Lobs it in the lane. It's going to be intercepted, and a foul is going to be called. Trying to get it to a Gyrich. The ball was picked off by Marcus Van Emperen. And a foul is going to go on Eric Gyrich. That's going to be a second. Team foul number four on the Tigers here in the ball game in the second half. Non-shooting situation, so the Dusters will play things in right in front of the Tiger bench. 2:02 to play here in the third. Hastings 38 and Holdridge 15 as the Dusters play it in. They get it to Alex Hamling. He drives down the lane. He stops in a traveling violation. Boy, he had a good head of steam building up there, and he went to stop, and he couldn't stop in time, and a traveling violation is called on Alex Hamling. That's going to be turnover number 15 on the Dusters. Under 2 minutes to play. Hastings with the lead, 38-15. There's Shea with the ball, who's back into the ball game now. He gets it to Duong, back down in the corner. Mark Gooden has got it. Bounce pass goes inside, and they kick it back out the ring again. Scepter Duong has got it. Jump pass comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Will Reimer with it. Will dribbling with the ball, sends it to the far side. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Nobody touched it there, as Will Reimer tried to winger back to Scepter Duong on the far side and threw it out of bounds. That's only the seventh turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 38-15, the Tigers have the lead. End of the ballgame now for Holdridge is going to be Dakota Falk. Going out will be Taylor Juergens. As Jerry Buck is beside himself over there for Holdridge, looking for a combination that's going to work for this young basketball team. Kyle Ekstrom on the dribble now for the Dusters. Brings it into the offensive zone. A pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on. 2-3 players at the deck. Jump ball is called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so a turnover on the Dusters. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Holdridge winning the girls ball game 63-41. Hastings has got the lead here in the nightcap, 38-15 in the boys ball game. Scepter Duong has got the ball. Now to Shea, dribbling right side of the lane. Comes back out to Duong, spins away. Now to Reimer, out on the baseline to Mark Gooden. Jump pass back out to Reimer. Looked at the three, passed it up. Goes over to Duong on the right side. Back out to Will Reimer. Entry pass to get it inside to Shea. He is double-teamed. Kicks it back out here to Reimer. Left side of the lane. Down to Gooden. Back inside to Shea. Goes for the hole. Shot is up there. No good. Off of the front iron. And the rebound comes down to Holdridge. And a foul is called. Alex Hamling got the rebound there for the Dusters. He is fouled in a play here by the Tigers. The foul is going to go on Gyrich. Check that. It's going to go on Mark Gooden. That's going to be his first. So Gooden picks up his first foul. That's going to be team foul number five on the Tigers. 38-15. Holdridge will play things in. Kyle Ekstrom has got the ball. He'll bring things up against Mark Gooden. Ekstrom on the trot. Brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Hastings drops back into man-to-man. They get it to Brandon Kreutzer, who's into the ball game again. Kreutzer back out on top to Dakota Falk. Out between the rings. Falk working out here against Will Reimer. Dakota now puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the right side. Bounce pass is going to be tipped away from Van Emperen out of bounds. That's going to be Holdridge ball getting his hands on there. For Hastings was Brogan Shea. Holdridge unable to get those entry passes in there to Van Emperen. That one was deflected out of bounds, and now Holdridge will play things in underneath their own basket. Inbounding will be Dakota Falk, and at the count of four, just lobs it out here as Hamling grabs it, moves it down into baseline. Here's a shot by Van Emperen. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Gooden of Hastings. One shot and done. Hastings with the ball again. Will Reimer, now to Duong, over to Gooden. Comes over here now to Will Reimer. Reimer dribbling with the ball. Sends it over to Gooden again. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Van Emperen as they try to take the ball inside to Gyrich. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good as the horn sounds. We're going to have a blocking foul, I think, here on Hastings as the horn sounds on Will Reimer. Yeah, Will Reimer is going to pick up the personal foul right at the horn. It's going to be a foul on Will and a block. So going to the free throw line with nobody around the free throw lane is going to be Marcus Van Emperen. He puts up a shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be short. He'll get one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting. The quarter is over. 38-15 is the score. Van Emperen stands at the free throw line for one more shot here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Next one is up there. That one is going to be short, so he misses a pair. And that is officially the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball. Hastings High still with the lead. It's the Tigers 38 and the Dusters 15.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance.
If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia now leading Donovan Trumbull after three quarters. The score is 42-31 at last check. It was Adams Central leading Centura 39-19 in boys high school basketball. That was at halftime. St. Cecilia's game is after three quarters. And now we start the fourth quarter here in Holdridge. Hastings High with the lead, 38-15 over the Holdridge Dusters. Holdridge will have the ball to begin this fourth quarter. There's a Van Epren with it. Right at the top of the key, picked up out there by Cade Wilkie, who's back into the ball game. There's Alex Hamling with it. The Taylor Juergens, left side of the circle here. Picked up out there by Tyler Rebarger, who's back into the ball game now for head coach Scott Rosno. So 7.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by the score of 38-15. If you're just joining us, Hastings High used a 15-1 run in the second quarter to take control of this ball game. They led at halftime by 20. There's a shot from three-point range. Good. Tough shot there by Kyle Ekstrom as he throws up the three ball. That's his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in the ball game. And Hastings High again leading by 20 points at 38-18. Here's Rebarger with the ball. Comes on the near sideline to Gooden, and he is checked from behind, and a foul is going to be called. Marcus Van Epren picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number three on the Dusters here in the second half of play. So they've got a couple of the waste here. Hastings High with 16 fouls. Hastings will play things in. Wilkie gets it in to a Brady Minky. Minky goes over here to Rebarger. The ball's going to be tipped into the backcourt. Here comes Holdridge with the ball. Driving for the hole is going to be Hamling, and he is hit there, and a foul is called. Brady Minky picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That saves the easy two-pointer. The Tigers now with 9 turnovers in the ball game, and going to the free throw line will be Alex Hamling for Holdridge. He has nailed a three-pointer for his only points in the ball game here tonight. Had a couple of free throws and 2 attempts in the ball game last week against Adams Central. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Now 3 for 3 on the season. And the ball game is going to be Andrew Matsky now for the Dusters. Going out will be Van Epren. The Hastings High lead is now down to 19 points. Hastings has doubled the score on the Dusters. It's 38-19. Next shot up there, it's going to be short from Hamling, and the rebound comes down to Hastings, and a foul is called here in backcourt. That'll be on Dakota Falk. Dakota Falk is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4 on the Dusters. And in the ball game now for Holdridge is going to be Charles Hoser. Charles Hoser is into the ball game now for the Dusters. First time we've seen him here in the ball game here tonight. A 6'2" and sophomore. 38-19, Hastings High with the lead. Tigers have the ball. Here's Tyler Rebarger. Comes across the top to Brady Minky. Double team. Back to Rebarger. Two-handed pass. Patrick Opperman. Left side of the lane. Opperman is double team. His pass out on top to Rebarger. Over to Gooden. On the right side of the lane. Gooden dribbles once. Comes back out to Rebarger. Back to Gooden on the right sideline. Entry pass to Opperman. Drives it down the lane. His short jumper is up there and in. Right in front of the hole. Patrick Opperman scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by the score of 40-19. In boys high school basketball, we're 2 minutes into the fourth quarter here tonight. Hastings looking for their first win of the season here this evening. In a grand style, played pretty well in this one. There's a Kyle Ekstrom with the ball. Ekstrom over to Juergens on the deep wing on the right side. Hastings still in a man defense. Ekstrom on the wing this time on the left side. Picked up out there by Wilkie of Hastings. Ekstrom gets it away now to Taylor Juergens. Juergens dribbling with the ball as he moves it down on the baseline against Minky. Tries to dump it off in the lane. He does. Dakota Falk goes up for the shot and is knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Was it lost out? Yep. Dakota Falk loses the ball out of his hands. Nobody touched it there for Hastings, so a turnover on Holdridge. Their 17th of the ball game. 40-19. Hastings High with the lead with 5.5 minutes to go. Here the contest. Rebarger, entry pass. They get it to the free throw line. Wilkie kicks it back out to Rebarger. Down in the baseline. Opperman, shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Minky, follow shot. Good. And a timeout from head coach Scott Rosno as Brady Minky gets the offensive board and the putback. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout, Hastings. 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's Hastings 42, Holdridge 19.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
We will be in Sioux City tomorrow for Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHAS. A big matchup on the women's side of things tomorrow. It'll be second-ranked Briar Cliff and eighth-ranked Hastings College. Both of these teams tied for the top spot right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 4 wins and 1 loss. They will go at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow. The guys will follow at 4. And we'll have both games here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia basketball tomorrow on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. St. Cecilia will play at Blue Hill tomorrow. It'll be a matinee affair with the girls' game going at 3:30 and the guys going at 5. Pregame show will be at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. 42-19 is the score here. Hastings High has got the lead over the Holdridge Dusters. And now here's a steal as Rebarger takes the ball away from Taylor Juergens. Drives, shoots, and scores. Tyler Rebarger scores. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. Turnover number 18 on Holdridge as Rebarger took that one right away from Juergens just as he crossed the 10-second line. 44-19. Tigers blowing the Dusters right out of here. Down to 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play. There's a bounce pass that's going to be intercepted by Wilkie, and then a whistle and a foul called. So Wilkie deflects the pass there. And now we got a personal foul called on the Dusters. That's going to be number 6 here in the second half of play. Or check that number 5. The foul goes on Marcus Van Emperen. That's going to be his 4th. So Hastings High will play things in with a 44-19 lead over Holdridge here tonight. Brady Minky with the ball. Comes out here to Tyler Rebarger. Holdridge is still in a man-to-man defense as Rebarger dribbles with it here. Gets it to a Gooden. Mark Gooden holds on to it now to a Brady Minky. Still beyond the three-point circle. Brady Minky takes it to the right sideline. Moves it down in the corner. Jump pass now to Opperman at the elbow. Retreats, comes out in the three-point territory. The Rebarger now to Gooden. Hammers it down low to Brady Minky. Goes up with a shot and he's fouled in the play. He is fouled there, and I think it's going to go on to Van Epperen. If that's the case, he is done. And they're going to rule it instead on Taylor Juergens. So the second foul on Juergens, they were both there, and Juergens picks up his 2nd. Van Emperen stays into the ballgame, and going to the free throw line will be Brady Minky. 6 points in the ballgame thus far. Make it 7 as that one goes down through the hole. That's only the 3rd free throw of the night for Hastings High. They've canned all 3 of them. 45-19. Hastings High with the lead. Here comes the 2nd shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Van Emperen for Holdridge. So halfway through this 4th quarter from Holdridge tonight, Hastings High comfortably ahead in this one. Trying to finish things off. Kyle Ekstrom, a long three-pointer, is put up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds on the rebound. And they're going to give the ball to Holdridge. The last touchdown there by Rebarger of Hastings. So Holdridge will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Taylor Juergens will trigger things in for the Dusters. Slaps the ball, looking for movement. There it is. He gets it in to Alex Hamling, who's back into the ball game. Now to Juergens out here in three-point territory. Right in his face is a Rebarger. Right side, here's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Juergens. Juergens down on the dribble, moves it down the right side of the lane. Back out into three-point territory as Jerry Buck has gone to his bench a little bit. Luke Ackerman is into the ball game now. Here's a shot taken up and in. Marcus Van Epperen scoring there. It's now a 45-21 ball game. As the Hastings High leads by 24, Tigers back with the ball. Rebarger's got it out here in three-point territory. Down to Opperman. Dribbles down the lane. His little short jumper is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kyle Ekstrom. Ekstrom has got it for the Holdridge Dusters. Down to 3:15 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top, 45-21. There's Ackerman with the ball. Luke Ackerman now for Holdridge. Over in the wing on the left side to Juergens. Back out on top to Ekstrom. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Forces up a shot. It's going to be no good, and he's fouling the play as Ekstrom goes to the deck. Foul going to be called here on Hastings. That's going to go on Rebarger. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. So this will be, well, at least a two-shot foul here because he was fouled in the act of shooting. Hal Ekstrom to the line. He's got 8 points so far tonight. Make it 9 as that one goes down. He's down 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Here comes Garich back into the ball game now for Hastings High. Also coming in here for the Tigers is going to be Brogan Shea. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is good by Ekstrom. Now 45-23. Hastings High with a lead. The Tigers led at halftime 28-8. Brady Minkey with the ball for Hastings High. Now to Mark Gooden. Now to Tyler Rebarger. Picked up out there by Ackerman of Holdridge. Rebarger circles around underneath the basket and his jump pass in the wind is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Hamling. He comes back the other way. Has it tipped loose and it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Holdridge basketball. That was turnover number 10 on Hastings. End of the ball game now for the Tigers will be Scepter Duong. He comes in here and going to the bench for the Tigers. It's going to be Mark Gooden. So Holdridge will play things in with 2:41 to play here in the fourth quarter. The Duster is going to go to no wins and 2 losses on the season here tonight. Here's another pass that's going to be intercepted by Hastings High. Turnover number 20 on the Dusters. Here's Rebarger back for Hastings High to Garich. Short jumper, right baseline. Up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ekstrom. Al Ekstrom, long pass down the floor. Going for the basket is Ackerman, and he's going to be fouled into play. That's Rebarger getting back there again for Hastings, and he commits the personal foul. That's going to be his third. And going to the free throw line now for Holdridge is going to be Luke Ackerman. He has not scored in the ball game tonight. Ackerman, a 5'10" junior, looks up there. Shot is up. It's good. It's now 45-24 in favor of Hastings. As the Tigers continue to shuttle some people in here now, get some playing time in the final 2:21. Will Reimer back up there now for Hastings High. Second shot is going to be no good by Ackerman. Rebound comes down to Van Efferen on the far sideline, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Van Efferen wanted to move the ball down on the baseline on the dribble and lost it out of bounds. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 2:17 left in the ball game. Following this one, we'll have the players of the game from our doubleheader tonight. Hopefully our coach's postgame show with head coach Scott Rosno before we get out of here. Hastings High, a big win here tonight in Holdridge, 45-24. The Tigers get into the win column for the first time this season. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Here's a Scepter Duong with it. Holdridge stays with their man-to-man. Will Reimer, free throw line extended left side, takes it down on the baseline. Nice pass across the lane to Harry Garich. His shot is going to be blocked down, and the ball is going to be recovered here by Marcus Van Efferen. Van Efferen gets the ball away to Taylor Juergens, down to 1:43 to play. Van Efferen has got it. Now to a Juergens again. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Now he's being double-teamed, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be called here on Garich of Hastings High. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings, so this will be a two-shot foul here by Taylor Juergens. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Juergens to the free throw line for the first time tonight, and his shot is up and in. 45-25, Hastings with the lead. Here in the fourth quarter with 1:36 to play. Sam Johnson down to the ball game for Hastings. Johnson is 6'2" junior. Scott Rosno has, I think, played just about everybody that suited up for the ball game here tonight with a 20-point lead. 1:36 to play, so the Tigers will get ready to face Class A opponent Columbus coming up next Tuesday night in Columbus. There's the next shot up there. It's going to be good by Taylor Juergens. Now 45-26, the Tigers have a 19-point lead. And Hastings High will come back with the basketball. This is Will Reimer now. Reimer dribbling with it, comes over here to Anthony Julian, a 5'8" junior, is into the ball game. Out on top, this is going to be Johnson. Johnson holds it back to the right side. Lobs it down low. Gowrich with the ball across the lane to Reimer. His shot no good. Tip try is up and in. Eric Gowrich scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 47-26. A minute and 10 seconds to play here in this one. Holdridge back with the ball. Andrew Matsky has got it. Picked up out there by Johnson of Hastings High. Over here to Ackerman. They pound it down low to Hoser's into the ball game. His shot's going to be blocked down here. Getting a little piece of that one was Eric Gowrich. He flips it away to Will Reimer, and here come the Tigers now. Under a minute to play in the ball game, 47-26. Hastings High with the lead. Tigers work with the ball here in their offensive zone. Dribbling with it, comes over here to the near sideline as Hastings High will just run the clock, and they'll get out of here. Will Reimer with the ball out of the right sideline. Hopefully he's still at a man-to-man, but it doesn't make too much difference right now. There's Julian with the ball inside to Gowrich, and he stuffs one home. Eric Gowrich stuffs one home here for Hastings High. Hey, nice. The Tiger faithful on the far sideline. Now Jerry Buck wants to get a couple of guys into the ballgame. Eric Gowrich goes up there and stuffs one home for Hastings High. With under 30 seconds to play here in this one. 49-26. Play is going to be back in here quickly. Won't no timeout here. Jerry just called a substitution timeout. He's going to get some folks into the ball game with 24.6 seconds to play. Holdridge will play things in. So the Duster is going to try one more time here offensively. There's a pass deflected, but it's picked up on the far sideline. Ackerman has got it. Back out here in the three-point territory with the ball. Now is going to be Brandon Quitzer to Jared Carlson is into the ball game. A 5'10" senior back out to Quitzer. Out of the right side to Dylan Hickson. 1 second. Here's a shot taken at the buzzer. It's going to be no good, and that's the ball game. The Hastings High Tigers look pretty good here tonight in winning their first ball game of the season as they destroy the Holdridge Dusters by 23 points tonight. Final score, Hastings 49, Holdridge 26. You're listening to Tiger Basketball.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The clear choice. The right choice. The expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Holdridge High School here tonight, the Hastings High Tigers picking up a win in boys high school play. The final score, Hastings 49 and Holdridge 26. Tigers now 1-2 in the season. They'll get ready for the Columbus Discoverers coming up next week. Meanwhile, Holdridge drops to no wins and two losses. Hastings High used a big second quarter here tonight. Hastings had a 13-7 lead after one, then outscored Holdridge 15-1. In the second quarter, in fact, Hastings at one point scored 19 consecutive points from early in the second quarter all the way until midway through the third quarter. Hastings scored 19 straight points. And by the time the Tigers had a 24-point lead at 34-10, Hastings led it at halftime 28-8, 38-15 after three, and they went on to win 49-26 tonight. Tigers getting 11 points from Tyler Rebarger, 8 points from Patrick Opperman, 7 from Brady Minky, 6 points from Mark Gooden, 6 points from Eric Gowrich, 5 points for Scepter Duong. The other scores for Hastings, Cade Wilkie chipped in with 4 points tonight. Will Reimer had 2 points. Hastings got to the free throw line only 4 times tonight. They were 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe. Holdridge was 11 out of 16 from the stripe tonight. Their leading scorer was Kyle Ekstrom. He finishes with 10. Marcus Van Epperen had 6, 4 points for Alex Hamling, 2 points for Andrew Matsky and 2 points for Taylor Juergens. 1 point late in the ball game by Luke Ackerman. So again, Hastings High wins it in boys high school play tonight. Final score of 49-26. Stick around. We've got the players of the game coming up and the coaches post-game show. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
And we're back here in Holdridge. Again, Hastings High with a split here tonight. The Hastings High girls losing to Holdridge by the score of 63-41. The Hastings High boys winners over the Dusters by the score of 49-26. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHS. For the Hastings High girls, Tigers had a tough time getting points on the old scoreboard here tonight. They scored 41. Zoe Mays ended up with 14 points in the ball game tonight for the Hastings High gals. Bailey Petzl got in the ball game, hit a three-pointer, and hit a two-pointer. She had 6 points in the game, and Paige Kennedy got in the contest late, scored a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free-throw line, all candidates for our player of the game. For the Hastings High boys, Tyler Rebarger leading the way. He had 11 points in the ball game tonight. Patrick Opperman had 8 points. Brady Minky had 7. Good Tiger team effort here tonight as the Tigers knock off Holdridge by 23 points. And we'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, our player of the game for the Hastings High girls basketball team will be Zoe Mays. She had 14 points in the ball game tonight, had 6 in the first half, 8 more in the second half. Led the team in scoring 14 points on 7 field goals, and she was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Zoe Mays is going to be our player of the game for the Hastings High Tiger girls basketball team. And for the guys, boy, you can just basically throw any one of these guys in the hat tonight. Pretty even performance, so we'll go with the leading scorer in the ball game tonight, Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger had 11 points in the ball game tonight. He had 9 in the first half, just 2 in the second half, but stayed on the floor there. The Hastings High regulars did not play a whole lot in half number 2. Rebarger scoring 1 3-pointer in the ball game tonight. He had 4 2-point field goals, did not get to the free throw line, but he led the team in scoring tonight. Tyler Rebarger, 11 points in the ball game as Hastings High knocks off Holdridge by the score of 49-26. So Tyler Rebarger and Zoe Mays are players of the game tonight for Hastings High. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
And Hastings High wins it here tonight over Holdridge. Final score of 49-26. Hastings St. Cecilia has won tonight over Donovan Trumbull, 54-39. And Adams Central has a 61-32 lead over Centura. That is after the third quarter of play. We'll spend a couple of minutes here with Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno. And, Coach, a pretty impressive performance for your team after struggling through maybe the first two games offensively. Your team played pretty well in offense tonight.
Well, our offense has probably stemmed from our defense quite a bit, and it's going to have to be all season long. But, again, I thought probably the biggest thing that we got out of tonight was just the stronger understanding of how important the continuity has got to be between this team. Tonight we went about nine deep, and we were missing Ty Anderson tonight. He was homesick, but we were able to get some good solid minutes out of some other kids. But, you know, you kind of talk about the offense. You know, offense, a lot of it is just movement and read. And I thought our kids did a fairly decent job of keeping some activity going. But we also did score a few of those points because of our transition and because of our defense. And so, you know, kind of like the offense, defense, and kicking game in football, you know, you've got to have all aspects. And so tonight was a good step for us. You know, it's going to be a process all season.
Tell you what, defensively tonight, you allow Holdridge only 8 points in the first half of play, and at one point went on a 19-0 run in this ball game. Your defense, I thought, was exceptional tonight.
Well, and again, that give a lot of the credit to the kids, both mentally and physically. Mentally, to understand what this team's trying to do as a group of five or whatever we're using, but then physically to play it to the point of you know, play hard until you get that sub, play hard until you need that sub. But again, you know, like you said, the defense did some good things. 8 points in one half is great, but I'll also understand that by only giving up 18 points to a scrappy Holdridge team, we knew that these Holdridge kids, although young and inexperienced somewhat, were not going to give up. They, you know, and they did compete. I mean, a 20-point halftime lead stayed at 23. We knew that Holdridge would make somewhat of a run, and you know, the things that we faltered on tonight were good for our kids because it gave us a chance to see the things that you've got to be able to do to close the game out.
Had that big lead at halftime at 20 points, and that's probably another credit for your kids. You didn't allow Holdridge ever to make a huge run there in the second half.
No, and again, that is probably something that and we've got a long season to go, don't get me wrong. We've got a lot of different opponents that are going to present a lot of different challenges. But probably a sign of maturity from last year's team to this year's team, where they understood that you've got to be able to mentally and physically close out a game.
Hastings High again knocking off Holdridge tonight, 49-26. We talked about the offense. I can't remember of any bad shots that we took. You talked about that on the pregame show of working a defense and getting the good shot that you wanted. I can't remember any bad shots, so-called bad shots that we took in this ballgame tonight.
Well, and we're big believers that everything that happens is all about us. And I don't mean that in a vain way, but, you know, Holdridge coming out and playing some man-to-man, and Holdridge coming out and extending a half-court press, and Holdridge coming out and playing some half-court zone defense, those are all great things for us because it's just going to continue to help us understand so many different aspects of the game. You mentioned shot selection. Against that zone, I thought we did a fairly decent job of keeping spacing pretty decent. We talked about being able to get some swings and then inside-out look. Post passing, I thought the posts were a real big key to what we did tonight. Whenever we were able to get that ball through the high post, we got some high-low looks and some high and some fan-away looks on that backside. And then when they went to that man-to-man, I thought our kids understood being a little bit more patient than maybe we were in the first two games, being in a situation where we selected our shot as opposed to settling for a shot.
you guys got some second chance points there too, because you got a couple of offensive rebounds, and that's always nice to have. You're going to miss a few. Got to have those offensive boards.
Well, it is. It's another aspect of the game. You know, if you shoot 50% and you rebound all those misses, that's a bonus for you. That just tells you that you've got extended play. That's like getting longer video game back in the 80s. You put your quarter in, you just keep playing. So, the kids are excited, and as we told them, you know, this is a one game to be able to celebrate. You can kind of enjoy it until you get on the bus and you get off. Talk about a few things tomorrow with the kids, and then we start to prepare for Columbus.
Yeah, you got a short week. You got a Tuesday game next week on the road at Columbus, so it'll be a that'd be another stiff challenge to get the week started next week, huh?
Well, between tonight and then next Tuesday, we travel to Columbus, and next Saturday we go to York. I definitely think that, you know, as the kids develop and understand how to win on the road, you know, it just kind of gives you that confidence that the things that we're doing are the right things to do.
All right. First one in the books. Got to feel good, I'm sure.
It does. And you know what? That's the understanding, is that those first two games we played, those were just as important as this one, because it gave us an understanding of what works and what doesn't work.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Scott Rosno, the head coach for Hastings Eigen. The Tigers with a win tonight over Holdridge, winning by the score of 49-26. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Tiger Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Back here at Holdridge as Hastings High wins it tonight. Again, the final score 49-26 over Holdridge. The Tigers are now 1-2 in the season. They get ready to play Columbus coming up next week. Meanwhile, the Holdridge Dusters, they will drop to no wins and two losses. That'll wrap things up for us in Holdridge tonight. Remember, we've got Bronco basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. We'll head for Sioux City. It'll be Hastings College and Briar Cliff tomorrow afternoon. 2 o'clock for the women's game. 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. We'll have high school basketball tomorrow afternoon on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings St. Cecilia will play on the road at Blue Hill. Girls game will go at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon with a boys game at 5 o'clock. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 3:15. So again, in the ball games tonight, the Hastings High girls, they took one on the chin as they lose to Holdridge by the score of 63-41. Holdridge using a big 27-9 run in the second quarter of play to take control of that ball game. The Hastings High boys, yep, they used the second quarter too. This time the Tigers outscore Holdridge 15-1 in the second quarter to take a 28-8 lead by halftime. The Tigers go on to win by the score of 49-26. That'll do it for us. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Holdridge.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.